Here's your closing bell brief for Wednesday, September 15th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks rose, rebounding from a recent sell-off as investors went bargain hunting. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 236 points to close at 34,814. The Nasdaq Composite gained 123 points. The S&P 500 rose 37. Oil prices extended a recent rally, driven in part by disruption to output caused by Hurricane Ida. Brent crude futures climbed 2.5% to $75.43 a barrel. The oil rally boosted the energy sector. Shares of Chevron rose more than 2%. Canadian Pacific Railway reached a deal to buy Kansas City Southern for around $31 billion. The deal, if approved, would be the first major railroad merger in the U.S. in about two decades. And the Food and Drug Administration said vaccines cleared in the U.S. currently provide sufficient protection against severe disease and death from COVID-19 without additional doses. That potentially complicates a push by the Biden administration for booster shots to counter contagious variants such as Delta and bolster signs of waning immunity among the vaccinated. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.